So it's Friday fun. And, you know, office pranks are fun. Does anyone feel that they could have been pranked by a fellow Cumulus operative in the last 24 to 48 hours?
Ty?
I don't think so.
Mino?
EA, have you been messing with me all day? No, I guess not.
Dave?
I'm good.
You sure?
I don't know. My whole life's a prank.
It is. I think I'm pretty sure, Bob.
I don't have any idea right now, but I'm being asked last. That's usually a bad sign.
Has anyone questioned the veracity of the latest round of Cumulus training videos?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
So we have had up here at Cumulus Inc., we've had, I think, about three or four times a year, and it seems like that's increasing by the year.
It feels like it's once a month.
Like, I feel like Dave now, Dave has entered into an era of Cumulus, and maybe this is just big companies all across the country, where sensitivity training, any type of training that involves relations with your fellow coworkers and what to say and what not to say, that it's such a big deal right now that we're all being flooded by it.
Yeah. Also, like, spam and scams and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, the phishing and all that. The technical side of it as well.
Yeah. So, we all have had to do, the last round that we had to do was a lot.
It was like 12 modules. It was, what, 90 minutes of videos?
Yeah. It took a long, long time to do it.
But well worth it.
I learned a lot. I learned a lot.
Unless you figure out how to hack the system.
Sure.
So, we have a hacker in our midst.
Is it really a hack?
Tell everyone what you did, because you're off the hook. Everything's good.
Well, it's the same thing.
You passed.
Good. It's the same thing I did in college, which is kind of just try to blow through it without really reading the book. And they have a video.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a 12-minute video. And I think there were like five or six of them, right?
More than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot. Again, it was like both portions of this training session took an hour and a half.
It was like nine of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I watched the first one, and then I took the test. And I'm just going to be honest.
Go ahead.
Some of the test questions were like, what do you do if you run into an intersection and there's a red light? Stop. Go. Do it.
Sell your car.
Quit your job.
Right. And
punch
so,
an old lady.
And so it took about two of these 12-minute videos for me to say, I'm pretty sure I can pass this test without even watching the video. Now, many of the training videos in the past, though, have not allowed you to cheat.
Right. You have to finish.
But this one does allow you to hit play, move the slider all the way down to the end where the test thing pops
up. Oh, it does?
Up.
Dang it.
And, and so, yes, by the third of the, let's say, eight videos now, I just started doing that.
Yeah.
So I would watch the intro, and then the second it allowed me to slide, I would slide all the way to the end.
And take the test. So he cut a 90-minute exercise down to like 7 minutes.
I
didn't even try that because they usually don't let you do it.
Now, here's the rub. When you're finished...
Companies know we do this now.
It'll show how many minutes you logged.
Yes.
And so instead of Dave Lane watching and passing 90 minutes worth of videos, it'll say Bob Sturm passed his tests, but only watched 12 of a possible 90 minutes.
Right.
And so
like this one, for instance,
What does it say?
You've got your certificate.
See time spent? Can you read that?
And what does it say?
1 minute, 26 seconds.
But you got your diploma. That's all that matters.
It's like a NASCAR pit stop.
1 minute and 26 seconds.
But then look at my score.
100%.
100%.
Yeah. Now, to Bob's credit, he's got to do all this stuff with the athletic, too. So you're getting...
I'm so
You're
woke.
Getting shot from multiple angles yes. on all this training.
I am so trained.
Yeah.
I may not always conduct myself perfectly as a employee, but it's not because I haven't taken a different seminar every month for the last 5 years.
Well, we told our fearless leader, Jeff Catlin, to just float a little trial balloon your way as far as worry goes. And so this is what Jeff said to Bob yesterday.
Hey, dude, don't forget to do your DEI training.
Oh, it's done.
All right, well, I just got my list today, and you and Gordo are my last two.
I did mine on Saturday.
You sure you got all your... Did you hit every module and everything?
Absolutely.
Okay, because the other thing it says incomplete...
Absolutely.
Absolutely, sir. What a radio voice this guy has.
Okay, because the other thing it says incomplete...
Now, it didn't offer me a certificate or anything.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It says on here incomplete, but then it says something like minimum engagement time not met or something like that. So I don't know what that is. Fernando had an issue where he thought he was completely done, and then he went back in and double-checked, and he wasn't. So I don't know.
I passed every test.
I passed every test.
Why are they being so difficult on
minimum
me?
Minimum engagement.
It says I'm 100% woke.
I wasn't. So I don't know.
I passed every test.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. I mean, I would think of all the people up here that need DEI training, you would be my last one.
I agree.
I mean, you have a house full of POCs.
What did I say?
you missed Jeff, too. Like, both of you guys. So... Bob is married to a Hispanic weather girl. We all know that.
Not a weather girl, but you got the rest right.
Hispanic girls.
And he also has adopted.
Yeah, he has a couple of half-breed kids, and then he has a
sir, that is not part of the seminar.
A young Guatemalan prince is what I like
Honduran.
To call him. Honduran. A Honduran prince. That's right. You get them all mixed up down there. All right, so here's you guys taking shots at everybody.
Speak Mexican.
Well, up here that need DEI training, you would be my last one.
I agree.
I mean, you have a house full of POCs.
Seriously.
A house full of POCs.
What a glib comment from Kat.
Who knew he was recording?
This fall on the CW.
The POCs.
House full of POCs.
I agree.
I mean, you have a house full of POCs.
Seriously.
But take a look and let me know, because I'm out tomorrow.
Okay.
And I just want to make sure that the deadline comes during your show and Dan's trying to run you down or whatever.
Okay.
So just make sure. I don't know. Look on there and... Something about minimum engagement threshold not met or something like that.
Possible I didn't fully watch every video.
Or go in there.
And just play it.
Well, no, that. I was going to say go in there and see if you can find some sort of certificate or just for you to have.
I've definitely completed all the tests and had the check mark. But
okay, you've definitely completed the tests. Don't tell me about anything else.
They're docking me on, this is a 10-minute video, why were you only here 4 minutes?
That may be it. Okay.
Or 1 minute.
Yeah.
So.
I had to stretch a little bit.
I like how he kind of sheepishly came clean. Well, I passed all the tests, but I may not have watched all the videos.
He was printing them up. He printed up his diplomas in here yesterday. And when he came in, I was like, hey, congratulations, you passed it. Yeah, but they don't have information on me. I don't know what's going on.
So why did you print those?
Because Kat has said he's going to be gone today, and if Dan Bennett comes looking for you.
If the Susquehanna police come in here, you have to show them your diploma.
Yeah, I got to wear them with my little ribbons so that I passed the test.
So you came back to him.
Yeah.
You walked back to Jeff. I can't believe he started recording because you walked into his office, but you came back and...
So I have a certificate.
Okay.
So yesterday you printed these off?
Oh, yeah, he told me to.
Oh, God.
I have a certificate.
Okay, that's good.
He's laughing. Look, Mr. Boss, I have my certificate right here.
So I have a certificate.
Okay, that's good.
And I have complete on all of them.
Okay.
Now, the ones that I clearly was just skipping ahead to the test because I thought anybody could pass this. I'm willing to look at the video.
No. I think we're fine. I'm not worried about...
They're all complete.
What I'm worried about is I'm not here tomorrow, and they're going to come back to you, and they're going to say, he didn't do this, blah, blah, blah.
That's very fair.
So you have these. Just hold on to this or email them to yourself.
Okay.
In case it comes back. And sometimes they pull these lists, and they're not up to date.
Delinquent?
Yeah, yeah. Virus. Okay. All right, good.
Complete?
All right.
I feel like I'm a model student.
Yeah.
It was done a week ago.
But. Right. That's what, like I said, I had that issue with Fernando, and he was swearing to me up and down. He went in there. So I want to make sure you hold on to that in case you need it. And then the thing that got me was it said something like whatever it was, minimum threshold
There's
or minimum.
No doubt. Yeah. I cop to that, and I'm willing to sit through them, but I don't even know how to get back to them now.
Yeah, it's all good. We should be fine.
Okay.
So did you try to turn them back on to just let them play?
Well, yeah, because I just thought, well, we're about to start the show. I can hit play on them and kill it on radio and just even close the laptop and there
they
play.
Yeah, but once you complete them, they're gone.
Yeah, but they're closing all the loopholes on us now. They're like, this was even on the news where the remote employees, they have a way of knowing if you're actually working by some screen software that basically polices employees from taking shortcuts like I clearly did.
Well, not clearly. So we were all rolling when you came back in to our meeting room because we knew Kat was going to do that. And so we were like, Bob comes back in. We're like, what's that all about? What's happening in there?
What's all the hullabaloo?
Yeah.
What happened with Kat?
What?
And was he talking to you?
Oh, yeah, the DEI thing. Even though I passed all the tests, since I didn't watch the videos, it says I'm not done. So I just have to hit play while we're doing the show. And just
did corporate flag it? Or did they contact him?
I guess you have to, for a 10-minute video, you actually have to be on the page 10 minutes. You can't be on the page a minute 30. And I would hit play, la la la, scroll, hit test, and pass the test because I'm not effing.
Can't say that on the air.
No, you can't anymore.
No, that's on the video.
For the record, I've never heard Bob say that word before.
Oh, come on.
Boy. I'm like, really?
It's rolling. It's a 19.
Test. Pass the test because I'm not effing.
Well, some of us, we need to watch the video to actually pass the test. I did miss a few questions.
I definitely did not get 100%.
Why do I have to do this video? Come on. I have at least 2.5 people of color in my house.
Oh, God.
At least two and a half.
So the plan was... They were going to make you watch the videos again, but we just couldn't get them to pull back up.
No.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
They like disappeared.
We knew you didn't. Yeah. At first we were like, all right, he's going to have to go home on Thursday night and watch an hour and a half worth of videos. But then we couldn't do it. It was like, all right, we'll just stick with
this. Oh, that's a shame.
It would have been hilarious if we got Dan Bennett to actually come down.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought about it.
He would have done it.
I thought about it. All right.
I will say, I would have been much more annoyed than Bob. Bob handled this like a champ.
Yeah. After an hour, and I mean, well, we watched the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he had the guilt of he knew that he didn't follow the rules.
Right. Well, I love it, though, that he's got his little certificates here.
It printed out proof.
Like, look, 100% of the test.
Yeah,
I can answer all these questions.
We need to tweet a video of, or a picture of you with your certificate.
Yeah, I know, like first day of school.
Yeah, very proud day.
Hang them up on the fridge when you get home.
I'm in.
All right, that was a fun little office prank.